number of people traveling for Christmas and New Year's Day is down considerably this year because of the pandemic. Still, many are hitting the roads or catching a flight somewhere. News Nation's Felicia Bolton joins us from the newsroom with a look at how many people are planning to celebrate from home. Felicia.
Well, Rutabay, just one in four Americans is expected to travel this holiday season. Still, this comes out to about 84 million people on the roads or on airplanes. Here's a breakdown of how everyone will be traveling this year. Just over 81 million people will be driving. That's down about 25% from last year. Meanwhile, just under 3 million people will fly to their destination. That's a drop of nearly 60% from last year. Less than half a million are expected to travel by bus, train, or cruise ship. That's down almost 90% from 2019. This is the lowest amount of travelers since 2002. While less people are traveling overall, more are choosing to drive this year than last year. As for air traffic, these are the lowest levels the airline industry has seen since 2009. Despite continued warnings from the CDC, officials are saying to avoid traveling during the holidays. Some people we heard from say they feel safe.
Pretty safe. Everything seems to be really clean. They're taking care of making sure they're giving us sanitizer and everything, so it's been really, really good.
I mean, wearing masks and, you know, everything else seems to be the same. I mean, just beside masks, sometimes you get on an airplane that, you know, you have spacing, sometimes you don't.
I'm taking my safety precautions as best as I can. But at the end of the day, like, I mean, it's been a rough year. I need to see my family. I just hope that, you know, as far as, like, they're taking the precautions themselves, the airlines, with the cleaning and, you know, sanitation. You know, there's only so much we can do on both ends.
And for those who will be driving this year, there is a little bit of good news. The price for a gallon of gas is about 50 cents cheaper than it was this same time last year.